So he doesn't mean dafke like this, because the Gemara, when the Gemara talks of the Masot Nikahos, so it wasn't carried like this, it was carried like this. Two-thirds were the bottom, and one-third was lifted. So, in other words, so we could say that if Rav Lezer didn't tell us this memre of Amitzi Maso Lemailo Maso in the hand, so he just, and we knew just the Mishneh of Al-Ksefov, so I would say Al-Ksefov doesn't mean that way, but Al-Ksefov means this way. Be made, if it's carried, be made with staves, you know, and ropes, you know, tied around the shoulder. So then it could start, the lower end of the load of the Masse could be within 10 tvochim from the Karakarishas Rabbi. But the top end is above 10 tvochim. Mashenkein, when he carries something in the hand, Lemaile Miyud, so the lower end of the Masse is Lemaile Miyud, maybe in such a case, he's potter. Maybe the whole aloche that the Mishnah mentions of Masat Nikos is only when a person carries a chifetz, be made, let's say, on the shoulders, like this, and the lower end is, let's say, is 8 tvochim from the karake, but the upper end is more than 10 tvochim from the karake, then is chayev, because it supports itself on the goof, on the shoulder, limatamit. Mashenkin, if he carries it in his hand, so the lower end of the Masse is already above Yud, maybe he's potter. So, Komashmalon is not potter. So we see from this, this is what he says. Hameitzi maso lemayu maso tvochim chayev peirush af al pi shei miktsas meisi maso lemato maso vahayne ditzrach lel rablezer lashminon diloiteinoche mas nisni ditnan val ksef. So what we see from this ritual that it's more likely to be chayev in a case where the lower end of the Masse is poches miyut and the upper end of the Masse is lemaile miyut, than in the case where the lower end of the Masse is lemaile miyut. But we'll see from the Rashbos just the reverse. All right, now. Alright, Hameitzi Mas, so Rashi says, Hameitzi Mas on my Lamiut, Maviri Bava Biode, Vena Axefe, Vigovea Minorata Sorkoma, Di Bimunach, Alxefe, Masnisni, Vihodit Nan, Hazir Lodamas, Bekase Lamilo Masor, Kazir Bavia, Almay Lamilo Masor, Rishus Arabim, Daf Kazirik, Avo Mavi Chayev, the Yalif in the Kosmish. So he says that Mavir is Chayev. So from this Rashi it appears, I mentioned this Rashi. When we learn the Gemara Daftes, the Recholov, so I mentioned the Kashe of the Rishash, their Daftes, he mentions a stira between the Rashi Daftes and Rashi here, because Rashi Daftes says, Daftes Amidale, the first line in Rashi, Kider Recholov, she would be a Lemailum Yud, Lishol Be'av, Lishol Sarabim, Va'av Mokim Tu, Chayiv Kod Aranchei, so Rashi emphasizes Kod Aranchei. So in other words, so it appears from this Rashi, this is how the Rishash assumed Rashi. That Rashi Shite is like Teitzve Shite, Dafam et Gimu in Erem. That even though Ameitzi Maso, Lemailo Maso is Chayev, but when he stops at the end of the Ledames, he must put down the Masse, Lepochis Miut, Lemata Miut. But suppose he stops Lofush, and the Masse remains on his shoulders, Lemailo Miyud, and his potter. The whole Zirasakosuf, the effect of the Zirasakosuf of Masot Nikos is that even though it was carried in the course of the Dalai Dames, Lemailo Miyud is still higher. But as far as Hanoch is concerned, so Hanoch HaZgufei will not be enough. Why not? Because we do not say Yanoch HaZgufik, Yanoch HaZgufik. That's how we explained it when we learned the first parak. We do not say Yanoch HaZgufik, Yanoch HaZgufik when the chayfetz is mon-rishus and the guf is not rishus in an horizontal plane. So Mimele, Taisa Shitini of Daflamet Gimu, that the same thing is true on a vertical plane. So since the Milam Yud is a Mokim too, so it's already different issues. So Mimele, so true that we'll have Yalfuse from Masab Nikos, that Milam Asor is Chayev, that Zerzakosov only tells us in respect to the carrying of the Daladamis. Now he has to carry a Daladamis in Rishus Rabin. So without the Xerxes HaKosef, I would say, since it was carried in Milam Yud, so he didn't carry Daladamis in Rishus Rabin, he carried Daladamis in the Mokim Tur. So that's the effect of the Alfus. And no, that even though it was carried in the Mokim Tur, but there was a carrying also limatotu, as Taisa says, the mavia limatok moilemailo. But then when he makes a stop, if he doesn't put it down limatom yud on the floor, limatom yud, so then he's not chayiv because the hanoche is nemokim tu, and the alfuse doesn't tell us that the hanoche's gufe is also considered as the hanoche. There's the shite in the Yerevim daf lamed gimel. So in other words, so the Rashash assumed that Rashi here adaptes agrees with this Rashita in Yerevim daf lamed gimel. That's why Rashi emphasizes and spells it out, Chayev ki hod ramche. The Rashash assumed kod ramche means he puts down the load on the floor, on the carpet. Alright, so the Meir asks, so there is a stire between the Rashi Daftes and the Rashi here. Here Rashi says, Hazir Daldam is the case of Milo Masor, Kizirik Bahavir, Almil Milo Masor, which is a rabbin, Daf Kizirik, Avod Mavi Chayev, but if Rashi here also agrees with Tesa Shita Daf Lamed Gimel, why does he have to say there is a distinction between Zirik and Mavir? No, over there too, he is only Chayev. By Mavir too, I mean, by Mava too, he's only Chayev if he puts down the load, not if he doesn't put down the load. So that's the Rishas Kashe. So at that time we said that there is no stira, because when Rashi says Daftes Omdal of the second line, Chayev Koder Anche, he doesn't mean, as the Rishas assumed, Koder Anche, he put it down on the floor. Koder Anche, in other words, there was Anoche. So how is the Anoche realized? Either by putting it down on the floor or by stopping. But if he stops Lofush, but suppose he stops Likatev, so it's not Anche. So in other words, he says Kihoder Anche means there has to be Anoche. Suppose he will not put it down on the floor, and he will not be Lofush, he'll be just Imid Likatev. So then he's Pota because Anoche is lacking. But in Echaname, if it's Omad Lofush, so then there is Anoche. Yes, what is it?
Doesn't Rashi mean that would be Rashi and Shikoso on the Mishnah? So he has to put it down. He can put it down
from
Ayurveda, but it has to be a Hanukkah. He can't just stop.
Because
that's Russian
Shikosu,
he can't just stop.
Alright, yes. But he's saying, doesn't have to. Yeah, that we also said at that time. In other words, because there is, since he stands in the same position, so Mimele, there is no Mais Hanukkah. So Mimele, it has to be called an Anche, Anochas Chayfet, because he doesn't move his goof. He stands in the same position. That we also said in the time. Alright, so there is no stire between the two Rashis. There is no stire between the two Rashis. Alright, now. So Omar Blazer, Ameitzi Masol, Mailo Masol, Atvochem Chayev, Shechim Masol Nikos, Umasol Nikos Minolom, Tichsiv Ala Mishkan, Ola Mizbeach Sof, Makish Mizbeach Lemishkan, Ma Mishkan Yudameis, Av Mizbeach Yudameis, Umishkan Gufe Minolom, תכסיב עשר עמי זירך הקרש, וכסיב היפריס הסעיל על המשקל. ואומר רב, מיש רבינו פירסי, מכאן התולמית. So מיש רבינו himself was very tall, but all the רביעים were tall. לומד, מכאן התולמית, גיוון של רביעים עשר עמי. וגמירה, the whole tunic, every load, every burden, the midle במיטיס, that is carried on the shoulder with staves and rope, so tilte milil retray tilte mutachas. So 2/3 at the bottom and 1/3 of that load is above the shoulder. 2/3 beneath the shoulder and 1/3 above the shoulder. Ishtakar Danu Midletubi. Now let's see the Rashi. Asher Mishkan Bikale Achotzeya Mishtoi. The hangings. Af Mizbeach Geve Yudamis Vihutzrach Miseveve Bikloi. With hangings Shal Yudami Yisrecha Umani Mikayim Vidimu Amis Kimosei. The Pasuk in Chumash. Now Misvasevi Vulamayim. In the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Nun Tes, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbon. So Rabbi Yehuda says V'gimu Am Yiskim Mosei is Kimashmoi, but Rabbon say V'gimu Am Yiskim Mosei is Misvasevi Vulamayim, because the Mizbeach had a ledge, like a platform. So in other words, so according to the Rabbonon, the Gimu Am Yiskim Mosei is not from the bottom of the Mizbeach, but it's from the ground of the ledge, of the platform. The same. Umani mikaye vikeimo hei dikloim. So it doesn't mean that the height of the kloim, of the hangings, was just 5 amis. No, but it means, on the contrary, that the height of the kloim was more than the height of the mizbeach. The height of the mizbeach. Because what was the purpose of the kloim, of the hangings? In order that people should see as the kehanim stand on the mizbeach. So the height of the kloim was 50 nam. So when it says v'keim ohei the kloim misvas mizbeach olamayim, because the height of the mizbeach was 10 amis. So the kloim extended 5 amis above the top of the mizbeach. So became or hey the kloim misvas mizbeach umayil kach mifurish bizvochim shohoya kloim tesvovas. All right, mikarat olami because al kedaitoch shoralvim named viyekimeishet. That is the first losh. Klote milil vichivn the mizbeach yudamis vihu neisi bikatov kedichsiv livnei kohos loynosa. Valvim Yudamis, Kimitlale Tiltel in Milo Mirishayan and Mixefe, Nimzo Govea Minoret Koref Lishlish of Yudamis, a third of Tenames, Nanames 6 Tvochi. So Yudamis is 60 Tvochi. So a shlish, a third of 60 Tvochi is 20 Tvochi. Nimzo Govea Minoret Koref Lishlish of Yudamis. The Havet to the Tvei Yis Al Yitvach. So then the Gemara says, "Vi boisei memior the Om Amar or in Tisho v'kapir estevach harei kan Yitvach u'gmira the whole tune the midle b'meitet tilte milil u'trei tilte milera." So 2/3 of that load is milra, and 1/3 is above the shoulders. Ishtakach. So Rashi says, "V'boi seime loyik v'ya levim v'lav mimizbeach gamrinon." The Shem levim loyik v'ya lezayin ames. Well, he has to say, why does he mention zayin ames? Because if they were not even zayin ames tall, so then they wouldn't be able to carry the mizbeach, which was yud amot tall, in the avir. They would have to drag it on the floor. So that's why Rashi says the shemulivim legvia lezayin amis vei mason de mizbeah goveya min oretz elobei zogim utvochim. So umiorin gomalo rebleza. So in other words, the boy is saying that the levim were not as tall as Meshe Rabbeinu Yudam, but maybe they were only zayin amis tall. Now what is zayin amis? An amo is 6 tvochim. So 7 amo is 42 tvochim. Is 42 tvochim. So that means if the height of the levim was 42 tvochim, and then the mizbeach was 60 tvochim high, and two thirds, so was milra. So that means so vei mason the mizbeach goveya min oretz. So 2/3, that's 40 tvochim. So that means 40 tvochim. So the mizbeach, the bottom end of the mizbeach, that was carried by Levim, who wore 40 tvochim high, was 2 tvochim from the ground. So he says, "Vim asoim mizbeah gavim noretz le beisik imut tvochim." So Memele, we could not learn it out. So umi orin goma lo replesia. So the answer is no. He learns it out from the orin, the height of the orin was just 10 tvochim. And so we can say that the Levim, the average Levi, had the same height as the average person today. What's the average height of, what's the height of an average person today? So up to the shoulder, it's 3 amis, 18 tvochim. So ishtakach, the lemailom yutkoye, tuve, afile in gevon shal Levim el dignu amis, 18 tvochim, komeinu hari yutvochim, viore, now the whole height of the orein is 10 tvochim. So it's 6 tvochim and 2/3 of it tefach is milra. So vorein in itolu limatam kisvein el vof tvochim ubei shlishi tefach. So the bottom end of the orein, as the levim were carrying it with the height of 18 tvochim after the shoulder. So in other words, that means that it was 11 and the third. So the bottom end of the organ, as the Levim were carrying it on the shoulder, was 11 and 1/3 far from the ground. So that means that the bottom end of the organ was more than 10 tvochim from the car. Ishtakach dilemailam yutkoi. Ishtakach digaveyam yudviyes. Alright, so the Gemara has the kashe v'ligma me'meshe. Dilma me'meshe sham. Now me'meshe was Yudamo tall. So dilma me'meshe sham. The Dom Amar in Ashchino Sheiro El Al Chochom Gibe Aviyoshir Ubalkim. Now this Gemara is mentioned by everybody as the kashe against the Rambam, because the Rambam is made a prokim when he explains the Gemara of in Ashchino Sheiro El Al Chochom Gibe Aviyoshir Ubalkim. So he says Balkim doesn't mean physical stature; it means spiritual stature. That's Balkim. It doesn't mean physical stature, but from this Gemara it seems that it means pshutei kamashmoye, it means physical stature, but it really does not present any real kashe against the Rambam. What the Rambam is emphasizing over there is not that physical stature per se is a prerequisite for Ruach HaKodesh for Nivui. Why should physical stature per se be a prerequisite for Nivui? But there is a relationship between the physical stature and spiritual stature. In other words, not that everyone who has physical stature is, in all likelihood, will have spiritual stature. That not. But if a person, let's say, is very short, so there'll be a diminution in the spiritual stature as well. I mean, it's most of the time there will be a certain diminution. So Mimele, the Gemara is saying that inasmuch as in Ashchino Sheiro El Al Chochom Gibeh V'Yosheru Balkeimo, so because of that, so the Hashgoche manipulated that Moshe Rabbeinu, who possessed the highest spiritual stature ever possessed by any man in creation, so he also physically, he also had an unusual stature. But the Rambam is saying in the Shemino Prokin that it's not the physical stature per se that is a prerequisite for Nivui. Alright, anyway, that's not our opinion. So the Gemara says, Dilmo Moshe Shani, Dom Amar, in Ashchino Sheiro, El Chochom, Gibe, Vosho, Bakim. Now, when we learned Azirik, so he went over a certain Rashba in Azirik, but the last piece I didn't go over, deliberately I didn't go over, because I didn't want to confuse anybody, because I felt that it's better to go over the last piece of the Rashba when we learn Amatzniyah. So then we'll be able to understand it better. Now, but that Rashba, the whole Rashba he went over. Now on the sugya of Rav Mordechai. Now Rav Mordechai has Rabaye in Azirik, Now that somebody tells on the base, boy, me Rav Mordechai Merov, Rabbi, Amud Beshus Rabbi, Govei Ayud V'Rochem Talad, V'Zo Achinoch Al Gabov Mao, Mi Amuna Akir Misa Anoch Elisa, Oidil Mokim Mokim Tuka Asilod, Omolei Maskis. All right. So all the Rishayim as the Kashi, I mean, but how could they have an Abai? So Araf, Araf Peiro says that the Abai has reference the case of Posakir, where it's Keyakir. Alright, but the Ramban says something else. That the reason is why Rav Mordechai had an Abai, because the whole din of Rishayochid Ilad Rokia applies only to Rishayochid that has Mechitzis. But it doesn't apply to an Omud Govei Ayud V'Rochem Dalet. So only the surfaces of the Omud is a Rishayochid, but the Avir on top of that surface is not a Rishayochid. So mainly when a Chifetz is placed, is thrown, and it rests on the Omud, on top of the Omud, so that means it only stands, it is supported on that Omud, on the Rishayochid, but it occupies space in the Avir, or Amud, which is a Mokim Ptur, which is not a Rishayochid. So the Abaye, the Shiloh of Rav Mordechai was, what determines Anoche? Is Anoche determined only by the place on which it is supported, it stands, it is aimed? So since it stands, it is supported on the surface of the Amud, and the surface of the Amud is a Rishayochid. So Mimele, it's considered Nochan Rishayochid, or is determined also by the space it occupies. And since the Chifetz occupies space in the Avir, that is not a Rishayochid, that is a Mokim Ptur, so Mimele, it's not Nochan Rishayochid. So that's the Abaye of Rav Mordechai. And it appears from the Rashba, that this, only Rav Mordechai had that Abaye, but the other Amroim, Abaye and Rove, according to them, so he certainly chayev in the case of Zorak Amud Mishraam Gavay Yehud Rochadal Zorak Nachal Gabov. Why? And they also agree, it appears from the Rashba, that the reason that Abaye and Rove also agree with Rav Mordechai's premise that the Avir of the Amud Gavay Yehud Rochadal is not a Rishayochid. Is not a Rishayochid. And still it's a pshites to them that he's chayev, because to them it is a pshites that Hanochi is determined not by the space it occupies, but by the place it is supported by, it stands on. So since it is supported by the Amud Yud, which is a Rishayochid, so it's definitely, according to Abaye and Rove, all the other Amroim, it's definitely considered Nochan Rishayochid. But according to Rav Mordechai, it is a rishus. So according to Rav Mordechai, it's an Abaye. Right. Now, then the Rashba has the kashe. So how can the other Amroim say that as long as it stands on a Rishayochid, even though it occupies space in the Mokim Ptur, so it's considered Noch in the Rishayochid, but the Gemara Gabi Kaveres says, of the Agdim Mokim Ptur, so if he's Eriki Kaveres, and the Kaveres rests on the Karka, it falls on the Karka, but it's more than 10 Tvochim high, so part, the upper portion of the Kaveres is the Mokim Ptur, so it's potter, but it stands on the Karka. So the Rashba is Mechadish in Bikridish, and he says, that's only over there, because there the kaveres is echel the whole rishus plus the other rishus. So then it's not considered noch exclusively on the karke where it stands. In other words, when does so in other words, in the case of Rav Mordechai Omud Beshus Rabim Govei Ayud, so the whole object occupies space in the Mokim Ptur, it only stands on the Rishus Hayochid, there it's considered, so the place on which it stands determines the Anoche. Mashein kene kaveres, that falls on the character of the Rishus Rabin, but it's very tall, and it is Eichel, it occupies all the space of the Rishus Rabin, plus the space above the Rishus HaRabim, so then it's not considered to be completely Noch. So we explained it, even though it's a big Chiddush. I mean, we couldn't say it ourselves, but the Rashba says it. In other words, when something occupies space in two Rishus, so then we cannot say that it's Noch only in one Rishus, even though it stands in one Rishus. If it occupies space in two rishuyes, then it's considered to be noch in both rishuyes. But when it occupies space in one rishus and it stands in another rishus, then it can be considered as being noch in the place where it stands. That's the sheet of the Rashba. It's a big chiddush. So then the Rashba mentions a raya. Now turn to the chiddush Rashba here and that Gemara of Rav Mordechai. Then the Rashba says, "V'yikol mokeim ani tomeyah ho kol shu maniach al gabei asel gabei achulie lomo yischayev vaget blibe mokim tur kim davraham ud mokim tur chedam ginom liu perish perikame gabei kaveres v'yishlim agoyom roel b'shakli atzmeich ho kol giva ho shus it occupies all issues plus v'ei dag di mokim tur kin shino atzkole govei ayisem asor b'shus rab avol kin sh. אבל כשאין גופי של פליגו ויהיה כל כך שיחל כל גבע ושוס לוי והאם נעמד מדחי אמרינו לי ופירי כמה צניע המייצי מסו למיילו מיתפוח עם חיי שכי מסו בני כוס אמרינו ואוסו מן אולון הצריכינו ממילף ממזבח או מיורנו דמיד לקקי אוסי מן אושוס יסה מסו והמי הולו יחבנו למימר אלו שהוא יוגן לי של מזבח או של אורין הניס על הכתב למיילו מיתפוח עם חיי. Why did the Gemara have to resort to all this trouble of pointing out that when the Levim carried the Mizbeach or they carried an Oren, so the lower end of the Mizbeach or the Oren was itself Lemalamut? Why is that necessary? Let's say that the lower end was not Lemalamut. Let's say that the lower end of the Mizbeach or the Oren was too Tvoch from the karka, but the upper end obviously was above Yud, the Mizbeach was Yud Amo Koiva. So why did the Gemara have to mention all that? It's true, I mean these facts are true, that everything that is carried on staves and ropes, so two-thirds of the object is carried milra and one-third above. But why mention it here? All that is necessary for us to know in order to establish the principle that Ameitzi Masol Maila Masol Tvochim Ischayev is that even though the upper limit, the upper end of the Chayfetz was Maila Miyud, so generally it should be Potter because Agdi Mokim too. No, but here there is a special Aloch, especially because why did Gemara have to resort to all this trouble of pointing out that when the Levim carried the Mizbeach and the Oren, so the lower end, not only the upper end was Lemaila Miyud, but the lower end was Lemaila Miyud. Not only the upper end was Lemaila Miyud, but the lower end was Lemaila Miyud. The implication. So apparently, if the Levim had carried the Oren in such a way, the Mizbeach and the Oren in such a way, that the lower end, so in other words, because so the Rashba is saying, when do we say that Hameitzi Maso Lemailo Maso Tvochim Ischayev? When do we say Hameitzi Maso Lemailo Maso Tvochim Ischayev? Only if the lower end is Lemailo Mut. So then it's not Echel Kol Oshus. Let's say the way the Levim carried the Or. So the lower end of the Oren was, according to the second Loshen, was 11 Tvochim and one-third of Itefach above the ground. So it wasn't Echel Kol Oshus. So it occupied, so as the Levim were carrying the Oren, so it occupied space in the Mokim Tur. It occupied space, and then when they stopped, I mean, the important thing is about the Anochi. When there is Anochas Gufei. So when there is Anochas Gufei, when the Levim stopped, they didn't put Aaron. It was, after all, they carried it with sticks, with staves and ropes on their shoulders. They couldn't have placed it on the ground. So there was only Hanoch as Gufi. So, and you're hired for such a story. So when they stopped the Levim, Lofush, so then, so the lower end of the Oren was 11 and one third of a tefach above the ground. And that is considered as Hanoch as Gufi, Hanoch as Chefetz. But how? Now, Teisves at the end of Hazirek, I didn't want to discuss that Rashba because at that time we haven't learned yet the last Teisves in Hazirek. Now, Teisves, the last Teisves in Hazirek, Veitzia Bifif Chai, Kule Bad Adode, because the Bliosi Hava Anochi, Avo Kishem Haller, Kidamino, Xivoson Zuya Nochoson, the Avo Gab, the people Milo Mulu, and Rochel Dalit, Botu Agavishus Rabbi, the Domoli Buchi Abiri, Domabri Spirkin, the Mocking Ptokoso, the also Mocking Fies Abbe Tve, the Domoli Trasco, the Omer Ferikam, the Matam Yuda Vishus Rabbi, so he Kale, the Matam Yud is Botovishus Rabbi, this is a shitty. The Hoche, but an Odom, I feel a Milo Mulu Botu Agavishus Rabbi. So, in other words, the Gufo Odom, even the Milo Mulu, is bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So in other words, so let's say this shoulder. So when I'm the Rishus Rabbim, I stand in the Rishus Rabbim. So this shoulder is Hezekin of Rishus Rabbim. Because the Guf Odom is bottle of Rishus Rabbim, even if it's Lamayla Miyut from the Karak Rishus Rabbim. That's a special aloche, that the Guf Odom is bottle to Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, the Rashba is saying that when does does Reb Lezer say Hamitzi Masol and Maila Masol is Chayev? Hamitzi Masol is Chayev. If let's say if the lower end is 11 tefachim above the karak, so it doesn't occupy, any space in the Rishus Rabbim when it stops. So where does it occupy space? Only in the Mokim Tum. Only Mokim Tum. But where is it supported on? It's supported on the shoulders. Now, so the shoulder is a Rishus Rabbim, even though the shoulder is Lemailo Miyud, it's bottled to the Rishus Rabbim. So in other words, so it's like Omud. So that's the reason as to why he's Chayev. Masheinke, if he would carry the Masse, he would carry, and it would be lifted, let's say, 5 Tvochim from the Karaki. So, and it would be supported. So then it would occupy space, of course. The whole goof, even the head of the person that is Milo mute, so has it been a voracious rabbi. But when it stops, so then we have to resort to Anochas Gufei, Anochas Reifetz. But so if let's say the place of support is the Milo mute, so then it's not a color shoes. It is supported, it stands, it rests completely under Rishus Rabbim, the shoulder of the person, which even Lemailo Miyud has a din of Rishus Rabbim, is brought to Rishus Rabbim, but it occupies all the space in the Mokim Tur, so it's considered noch in Rishus Rabbim, because if it doesn't occupy space in Tur Rishuyes, so if it occupies space in the Mokim Tur, but it just rests and supports itself, under Rishus Rabbim, so then it's considered noch Rishus Rabbim. Masha'in kei, if it will, the lower end will be, let's say, 5 tvochim from the karka, 5 from the karka. So then, and then the top end will be lemailo miyud. So then it will be eichel kolor shus plus. So when it occupies space in two rishuyes, then we do not say that the anoche is determined by the place where it is supported on. So in other words, so the Rashba is saying that this whole aloche of Hameitzi Masol, the Maila Masol is Chayev, is only if the lower end is Lemaila Miyud. But if the lower end is Lemata Miyud, so then he will only be Chayev if at the end of Dalet Ames he'll place the load down on the karak, because the Alfuse says here two things. The Alfuse from Masav Nikos says here two things. One aloche that the Alfuse tells us in respect to the carrying in Dalet Ames. So without the alfusa of masa b'nikos, I would say that even if he places the load, the masa, on the floor, on the karka shesarabi, he's still potter because he has to carry a daladames no shesarabim, not daladames in the mokim tur. So that's the yalfuse from masa b'nikos, that it's considered that when he carries an object lemailo miyud over a distance of daladames, so it's carried not only lemailo, it's carried lemato tur. That's one thing. But then there has to be anoche. So Teisa Shite in Iravmiz in Ochanami, the Xerzakosov doesn't say anything about anoche. The anoche has to be on the kark, poches minute. But the Rashbo is chelik, and the Rashbo Shite is that he doesn't have to place it on Gabi kark. He doesn't have to place a kark. Why? So that too is implicit in the Yalfusi of Masav Nikos. That on the basis, on the score of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz, so since when he stops and it is supported on the shoulder, so when it's supported on the shoulder, so then it stands, it rests, it's supported under Rishus Rabim, even though the shoulder is a Milam Yud, because it becomes bottom to Rishus Rabim, so the fact that it stands, it rests, it's supported on the shoulder, on the Rishus Rabim, that determines that the Hanoch is on the Rishus Rabim, even though it occupies all the space it occupies in another Rishus. That's the Xeras HaKosov. Mashing, so we apply the Halacha of Hanoch HaZgufik, Hanoch HaZreifetz, and it's considered that it's Munach in the Rishus Rabim. Mashing, Kein, if it occupies two Rishus, space in two Rishus, so then we say Agdim Mokim Tur. So then he'll be potter unless he'll put down the load on the karki. But if he doesn't put it down, so he'll be potter. Okay.
Now he left off the Gemara. Yomar Rav Yishum Rav Chiya Mitzmas B'Shabbos, but he didn't go over the Tesis. B'Marpike. All right. Now what is Marpike? So. Marpike, that's the elbow. Who shakir in kudo? That's the elbow. Veloit moshepirish bikuntres ishilish. Ishilish, that's at the shoulder. So, vitnam bi oles ramachi vorin vodom shlishin bisayat vor becholetzba shnayim bikone shnayim bi marpek echot bisreya shnayim bikate mashma di marpek hu limato min azreya. So in other words, that's the elbow. Because this is the zreya. So the marpek, that's the elbow. V'chei b'feri ko'im ha'mishkol yolai. B'feri ko'im ha'mishkol. So in that perik, so the Mishnah says, if someone makes a neder, lehedrish, yodai v'ragla yolai. So mimalei chov yismayim, if somebody makes a neder, that his whole weight should go to Hegdish. So then, he has to give that amount to Hegdish. But suppose he says that the Mishkol of Yodi Biragli Olai, the weight of his hands and his feet. Now, so it's difficult to determine the weight of just of one eva of the person. If one wants to determine the weight of the whole group, so he stands on a scale and then he knows his weight. But if he wants to know just the weight of his hand, so then it depends what kind of a force he exerts on the scale. So he can be marbited, so it'll weigh more, and he can lighten it, he can lighten the burden. He will not exert a great force. So how can we find out the weight of his hand or his feet? So the Mishnah says that's really expressive of Archimedes' principle. Yodi biragli olai mimale chov yismai umachnis biyad ad otzi uviregel ad akuvo. So in other words, so he fills up the chov yis with water. And then he and he puts in, he immerses his hand after the elbow, so that will so water will be displaced, and the size of the water, I mean the weight of the water will be the same, and the size of the water will be the same as the size of his hand. That's Archimedes' principle. Umachnis biyad adotzi uveregel adakuba uleotzu kolib masnisi dehosom bimarpeki. That means up to the elbow. Vitargum shelatzile yidei marpeki marpeki yoni mashma adotzi lhaine kudo. So the Mishnah says then he has to fill it up with the atomes of the chameya, so that has the same weight as the atomes and the vorim of the man. So we see that otzil means the elbow. Mashma de otzil hanekudo shehu biyad keneged akuva berega. That corresponds with the knee in the leg. Uvifelig veiz disvochi lo yargu, that's posikin cheskei lo yargu biyosa. So in other words, where it a person perspires, so the kayan, so he was not supposed to gird himself with the avnate in a place where it perspires, a person perspires. Shein chegeri loy li mato mimosneyem veloy li mailo matzeleyem, not beneath the loins and not above the atzil. So, if we say that atzil means the elbows, then we understand. In other words, when a person, in other words, where does he have to put the avni, the kayan? So, in the same position, when a person holds his hand with his elbow, so in other words, so he should not, so at that place he puts the avni, not above that place. So, in other words, here he puts the avnet. So, if we say that atzile means elbow, then we understand this gemara. So, this is the right position where he puts on the avnet. So that means over here, that's the place where a person does perspire, under the arms. So, So where will he put the avnit? Over here? On the neck? Void So that means he has to, the Gemara says that the Kayan has to put the avnit, so that means over here, that's mamish in the place of Zeya. This is the place where Zeya is more mortal than any other place of the body. That's the elbow. So in other words, this place is not mazia. So in other words, the tefillin has to be on the inflated flesh. So that's the place of the tefillin. Now, so he says, not like the Mephoresh who says that Mekein tefillin have bikone limato mimarpik. Now, so of course it is obvious there couldn't be a Shittas HaRishenim that you have to put a tefillin here. I mean, such a Shittas HaRishenim is inconceivable. So, those Rishenim who say that the king feel is limatam marpeik, so they will not agree with Taisa's pshat that marpeik is kudo. Is marpeik is kudo, but they will agree with the kundras pshat that it's ishlesh. So in other words, so. But that is marpik. So Mamela in the tefillin has to be here, so it's matam and marpik. So there is no machlekes rishenim in regard to making tefillin. So those rishenim who say that it's matam and marpik, so obviously we come to proof of Teisves pshat in marpik that marpik is good. Alright. In b'chol mokim amrinu on tefillin b'Yisrael, uv misach is always, mashma b'Yisrael hu l'maylo m'marpik. V'eit, so he puts in order to determine, you know, the quantity, the size of the arm of the person, so he puts it in water, and that will be determined by the size of the water that is displayed. So uviyada adotzil vaksiv vohoyo lois al medecho vitone ze kipures. Umshemshane the raise kipures kula peiro shikuyo yad bindorim holach achaloshim yodom mashmad mikim tefillin lemailam not. So in other words, mikim tefillin lemailam not. So then we have to say that the otzil is not here, but the otzil is here. Del. All right. Hamitzim bipiv. Vodit nam biyomrole imhoyu so shabes veitzia bipiv chayev hanim leichli. So it's because a person sometimes, it's not the most dignified thing, but a person many times, so as he walks, so he eats, so mele, it's considered kiderech hamitzi. Ishtakach v'lamaylo miyudah v'koy. D'mikatef odo madlore cholishans. So the average person from the karka, horet, after the shoulder, is 3 amis. That means 18 tvoch. 18 tvoch. Kidoma bitargum miglasesta. Parshendoso, it's talev al tlatami. He was hanged on tlatami. Vichinkum, viroshemo yaktui. Umikve dioma, de have kol gufei ewebehen. Afilu reish. Be amo al amo berum gimlameis. Berum gimlameis. So why is it? After all, in mikveh, so the whole body together with the head has to be immersed. So the answer is because if it's amo al amo berum gimlameis, so an average person, when he immerses himself and he bends down, I mean, he doesn't. When he immerses himself in the mikveh, he doesn't stand in erect position. Became a skufah, so he bends down. So mele, so an average person, when an average person immerses himself in the mikveh of amo al amo berum gimel ameis, so then there will be water lemailam reish. Vikuchin dioma biseiv hamecha peireis deorkon arba ameis. In other words, that's the vaults where they placed a mason. So the Omer b'Sim Amicha Pira is the ark on Av. Is 3 ames. So the head itself could not be a whole amo. So it's less than 4 amo. So why do we say there, Tabikuchin, the Arba Ameis, Haine Imreish, because together with Uvi Ore, so then it's 4 amos. But the height of the person after the top of the head is not 4 amos, because it's 3 amos up to the shoulder, and the head is less than an amo. לגבי הזכריה, תהי צריך 4 עמיס, בריש בו ובאסרה. So, now the question is now, there is a halacha that שכנים have a right to force one another. If Tuar Shutvim Shchenim in a Chotzer. So they can force each other to share in the expenses or involved in setting up a mechitzi. Why? Because of Ezek Kriya. In order that when the two Shchenim are mishtamish in the Chotzer, so one Shochan should not be able to see what the other Shochan does. So there the halacha is that the Shchenim, the Shutvim, have a right to force each other to share in the expenses involved in setting up a mechitze that is Dalet Ames wide. Dalet Ames wide. So because of that, the Satmar Rebbe passed that a mechitze in the Bisakneses has to be Dalet Ames tall, not wide. Now, but it's really, so Tesis says the Kashe, but the height of a person, is not Dalet Ames, because up to the shoulder it's only 3 Ames, and the head is not a whole Amo. So he says the reason as to why they have to set up a Mechitze of Dalet Ames, because if it's not Dalet Ames wide, so true, when a person stands in his natural position, he will not be able to see what his Shochan does behind the Mechitze. But it's easy for him to stand on the tips of his toes, and then he'll be able to see. So if the Mechitze is Dalet Ames tall, so then he will not be able to see with these, even if he tries to stand on the tips of the toe, unless he starts jumping. Well, so they're not mechuyev to set up a mechitze to prevent observation by means of jumping. So now we have a halacha of Dalet Ames. So the halacha of Dalet Ames is not only mentioned in connection with Dalet Ames Shalodom Kibislay. That's a takonis chachomim. But we see that the Balamoyer, I mentioned it, the Balamoyer says that Mavad Dalet Ames versus Rabbi is based on Ritzoyim Roshus Roshus. Why? Because Dalet Ames Shalodom represent the Rishus of the Odom. So Mele, when you are Mavia, Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, so in a certain sense, you are Mavia from one Rishus to another Rishus, because that Dalet Ames is my Rishus, and I am Mavia at the Hanoche is Dalet Ames away, so it's already another Rishus. So we see that Mekini Shalodom Arba Ames is a derisive concept. Why the Balamoya does mention the halacha of Arba Ames Shalodom Kenislei? Because that's a raya. Why did the Chachomim think of Dalet Ames? Why not 6 Ames? Why not 8 Ames? Why not 3 Ames? Why did the Chachomim think of Dalet Ames? So that akone is because Losa Lintzui, the Gemara in Bar Metzia says. But why did they think of Dalet Ames? The answer is because there is such a concept of Mikimi Shalodom Arba Ames. In other words, let's say if somebody was Yetze Chutz Litrum, so he's not allowed to be Zos Mikimi, but he still can move around within his Dalet Ames, so that's the Aloche. That's the Aloche, because Dalet Ames Shalodom is Mikimi Shalodom. Why is Dalet Ames Shalodom Mikimi Shalodom? Because if a person will prostrate himself on the ground, so then he'll occupy Dalet Ames. But the question is, the height of an average person is up to the shoulder is 3 Ames, and from the shoulder to the top of the head is not a whole Amo. So how do we have the shiur of Arba Ames? The answer is because when a person, so it's natural for a person to keep his hand above the head. So together with that extension above the head of his hand, so it will be, in an average person, it will be Dalet Ames. So what I'm going to say to you, you can be but I may say that you should appreciate your day with my language. Alright. Now, Omar Rav Mishum Rav Chaya, Hameitzi Maso Bishabes Al Reishi Chayev Chatos, Shechein Anshei Hutzal Eisinke. Shechein Anshei Hutzal Eisinke. So in other words, this was a certain place. So there they were accustomed to carry their masse on top of their heads. On top of their heads. I mean, in Israel, so some Arab women, even today, I mean, carry things on top of their heads. So Mimele, so as the Gemara assumed at this moment, so because of the fact that in Hutzal, people are accustomed to carry, so everyone is chayev, so it's considered kederech hamitzin vis-a-vis the whole world. So the Gemara has the kashe, the anshi, hutzal, rubet alme. So I mean they, so because of them, so we should consider this as the criterion ligabe the rest of the world. Eloyit marochi, amarav mishim rav chiye, echod nehutzal sheitzimah, sorry, shabbos, chayev. So the first Altidaitoch was that the practice of Anshi Hutzal is a criterion for the whole world. Now the Gemara says no, it's not a criterion for the whole world, but it's a criterion for the Anshi Hutzal. A resident of Hutzal, if he carries out on his head, so it's Kiderech Hamitzin vis-a-vis him, and he is chayav. So the Gemara, but the Gemara refutes in that. Since the universal practice is not to carry on the head, so even vis-a-vis those people who are accustomed, it should still be considered. So we see that we're in the residents of one town have a peculiar practice which is unlike the universal practice in most places, so then even vis-a-vis that place, so it's but it's not considered. All right, now let's see the thesis. Not only if one person, a yochid, has a peculiar practice, so then even vis-a-vis that person, it's ignored. It's not considered. But even if you have the residents of a whole town, even if the residents of the whole town so have a peculiar practice, so it's still not considered, even vis-a-vis the residents of the town. That's this Gemara of Anshi Hutzal. But Now there is a loche, there is a loche of seichet. So if let's say someone is seichet seisim vanovim, then he's chayv chatos. But if he's seichet, let's say oranges, then he's not chayv chatos. But ishvus it is osa mitrabonon. It is osa mitrabonon. So mitrabonon it is osa. But if it is a kind of a pere that people never squeeze out the juice of it. They never squeeze out the juice of it. Oranges, so it's customary to squeeze the juice. But if you have a certain pear, let's say remaining, suppose remaining pomegranates, so people never squeeze out the juice of pomegranates. So then it's not even most of the rabbonim to squeeze out. So the Gemara says, "Gabi b'shal beis menashe ho yoseichtim b'remeinim." So the Gemara at first assume that because of that, because there was a certain family, a certain person, so they were accustomed to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates, so because of that, it is osa. It is osa. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara at first said, at first, that na mikayim keitzim bikerem. So Rebbe Lezer says, now here the Gemara daf kuf mem dalet amud bet. Tanya. Tanya sichtim bipgoyim ובפרישים ובעוזרודין, אבל לא ברמיין, ושל בזמנשיה, במנחם או יוסכתם ברמיין. ומאי דרבונני, דיום רבי יהודה, ויתם אינם רבי יהודה, אם אלה שומס רבי יהודה יוצא מעצמון, שיחת לך תחילה משומס לי, אלא מאי סלחמי מהכיב דלב נסחית, אני לא הפוך התחילה. אפילו תאים רבונון, כיוון דלב נסחית, אני לא אפילו לך תחילה. שמענו לרבונני, שמענו, של בזמנשיה, במנחם או יוסכתם ברמיין. אומר רב נחמן, הלוך היקי של ביס מנשי בר מנחם. אומר לי רובל רב נחמן, מנשי במנחם תנאו, וכי תאים הלוך היקי היי תנאי לסוב לו כשמונשי במנחם. So in other words, so it's also had to be seichet remaining because in the home of מנשי במנחם it was customary to squeeze out the juice of remaining. ומשום דיסובה כמנשי במנחם הלוך היקי נמצאי. Menashe be Menachem haveru bedalme. So the Gemara at first said, "Hey, itnan amkayim kitzim bikerem." So in klaya kerem. So Rabbi Lezer imer kiddush. So it's also banoi. It is affected with the self klaya kerem. Even though it's kitzim, and something cannot become affected with the self klaya kerem if it's not roleichel, either for oichel odom or oichel behem. Chachomim meimrim, ein mikadesh. So the Chachomim say it's not mikadesh. Why? Because it's not true. Either for machal odom or for machal behem. Elo dovo shekomeyu mikayim. V'omar Rav Chanina, my time with Rav Lezer, shechin bi'ar v'yem mikayim ki tzisod is l'gmalei. So this is what Gemara wanted to say. So just as so in other words, so according to Rav Lezer. That Hamikayim Kitzim Keren. So it becomes also Banoye. But one of the halachas in Klaya Keren is that if it is not Rolei Lemaichel Odom or Lemaichel Behemo, so then it cannot become affected with the Yisar of Klaya Keren. So, and in most places, in all the places other than Arabia, so Kitzim thorns are not Rolei even for Maichel Behemo. But in Arabia, they have many camels. I mean, even today. So the Arabian economy is based upon the camel. So Mimele Keitzim are used as fodder for a camel. So Rabbi Lezer says that Amikayim Keitzim Bikarim. So even in any other place of the world. So it is considered as an eichel because of the practice in Arabia. So, So, the more I wanted to say, so, according to Rabbi Lezer, since there was one family, Bizminashe, that they were accustomed to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates, so everyone else is awesome. There's one else is Bosa. So the Gemara refutes that. Me the hear ye. Da'a v'yasre. So it's a whole city. It's a whole country. Hoche bot l'dayte yitzel God. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying here that only, that even according to Rabbi Lezer, so it's only if you have a whole city, a whole place. So then it's considered as a criterion for the whole world. Masha'inke, if you just have one person or one family, not the whole city, so then it's not considered a criterion even for that family. It's not considered. So the kashi is here. So here the Gemara says that where you have the whole city, where the residents have a peculiar practice. So then a contra blesser, it constitutes a criterion for everybody else. And here we have, so the practice in Hutzal was to carry on the heads, and still the Gemara says that not only anybody else in another city is potter, even in Hutzal are potter. There's the kash. V'yesh leima the hosom choshuv minak arviyeh the cholo elom namim hoyo lorim malim have namim mekayim avol bis minashiyeh the chad gavre potlo daite avol gav the cholo elom im hoyo lehem remainim harbei hoyu seichad. Now, so Tesis says, lays down the cloud. He says, when does Reb Lezer say that if you have a whole town where the residents have a certain practice, so that constitutes a criterion for the whole world, if that town have a unique practice, not because they are unconventional, but because of the peculiar circumstances of that town. Why is it that in Arabia, so thorns, ketim are used as fodder for a behem, because they have many gmalim. In other places, in other countries, they don't have many gmalim. So mainly it's not used. But any other country, any other city that would be economically situated in a similar way, so would also have the same practice. So it's not that the town is unconventional because of the peculiar circumstances of that town. And if the same circumstances that attach to this town would attach to any other town, any other town would adopt the same practice. So Memele Reb Lezer holds that it constitutes a criterion for the whole world. For the whole world. Masheinkin Hutzal. So it's not that the people in Hutzal so had a special shape of the head, and because of that they carried it on their heads. They were just, the people of Hutzal were unique, they were peculiar, they were queer. So Mimele, it doesn't constitute, even according to Reb Lezer, it doesn't constitute criterion not only vis-a-vis the whole world, even vis-a-vis themselves. Now, so Tesis is laying down a cloud. Tesis is laying down a cloud that if, let's say, something is done by certain people in one town and not by the other, by people in the other town, but not because the people in that town are queer in their practices, is because of the peculiar circumstances, and if the same circumstances had attached to any other town, they would also have the same practice. So then it constitutes a criterion, and it constitutes criterion not only against themselves, vis-a-vis themselves, but vis-a-vis everybody else. But this is so only according to Reb Lezer. After all, there is a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Chachomim on that question. There is a machlekes. So Reb Lezer says that hamkayim keitzim biklayim, so it's kiddush. But Chachomim achilei, can we pass like Chachomim? Now, Perikei of Klayim, Mishneches, Hamikayim Keitzim Mikeren, Reb Lezer Emer Kiddush, V'Chachomim Emeloi Kiddush, Elo Dovor Shekomeyu Mikayim, Dovor Shekomeyu Mikayim. So the Rambam says, in Pirush HaMishne, Omer HaKosov, Asher Tizra, Masher Noag Bnei Odom Nizreya, V'Reitzim Mikiyumo, V'Minad Bnei Odom Sheyirtze Kiyum HaKeitzim Misadeyu, Avo Yaker Eitzom. ורב לזרים יקלו ערבים יניחו בסדסיהם כדי שירו גם להם ואחר Shiktas, in order it should serve as a source of pasture for the camels. And the Rambam mentions it in the Yolach HaZokot. פרקי מחסביים הלוך יתחס הורי בקרם עשב שאין דרב ניודם לזהירי אף על פי שהוא רצה בקיום אלה בהם או לרפואו הרי זה לקידש עד שיקיים דובו שקומי ומקיימים ריבום בעשי מוקי כיצד עד שיקיים דובו שקומי ומקיימים ריבום בעשי מוקי כיצד המקיים קיצים בקרם בערוב נרביה Shereitzim b'keitzim l'gmalim are the kiddush in Arabia, but in any other place not. Whereas a blazer holds in any place. So in other words, so the klal of tesis. So a minis tua bein alibe the blazer bein alibe the chachomim. But according to the blazer, so if let's say certain people in one place will be accustomed to carry something in a certain way because of the peculiar circumstances. So anyone who lives in that town, so even according to the Chachamim will be chayev if you carry it that way on Shabbos. And according in any other town, so according to the Chachamim not, but according to the Blazer will be chayev even if he does it in any other town. So according to Teisves, we have two levels, according to this list. Two levels. In other words, so one level is where a people of a certain town, of a certain place, have a peculiar, unique practice that is not based upon the peculiar circumstances of that town. So then it doesn't constitute a criterion for anyone, even for the people of the town. That's one level. And then we have another level where people in one town have a peculiar practice because of the peculiar circumstances. And in any other town, if the same circumstances would attach, so then they would adopt the same practice. So then, vis-a-vis the people of that town, even according to the Chachomim, it would constitute a criterion. But vis-a-vis the whole world, only according to the blessing. So we only have two levels. But the Rav Amiri, he mentions three levels. It's similar to Teisves, but it's a little different. Because according to Teisves, there are only two levels. And according to Rav Amiri, there are three levels. Now the Rav Amiri asks a kasha from a Gemara in Amit Yayin. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Amit Yayin that I involve on the base says Amit Yayin kidi mizikas hakeis. So what's the shear? Every chifetz has a certain shear to be chayev. And if it's less than that size, so then he's not chayev, so it has no chshivus. So amit yayin, what's the shear to be considered as a dovah choshuv to be chayev chatos? Kide mizigas hakeitz, cholov kide gmiye, dvash kide litin lakosis, shemesh, shemen kide lo sechiv akot, mayim kide lo shivben es akila. Kila means, in other words, if you put a sev in the eye, so, in other words, so if there is enough water to be used in his sev and the eye, so then he's chayev. He's chayev. That's a very small quantity, very small shear, because that's only the shear that is that is necessary for rifui, as he said, and the eye. But let's say if it's for drinking purposes, so then the shiur should be revis. So the Gemara has the kasha that I have. The Gemara has the kasha. Now, So the klal is that if a certain chavetz, whether it's water or anything else, has two functions, and one function is frequent, the other function is infrequent. So that function that is frequent, that is shriach, is the criterion, not the function that is not shriach. So the question is, as far as the function of drinking is concerned, the use of water for drinking, that's the main function, the main use of water. So if it's less than a revis, it has no chibis. As far as its use, lerifue in his head and the eye is concerned, so then it is a relatively small quantity of water. It can fulfill that function of serving in his head and the eye. So mele, since from the point of view of the usual use, So a few drops of water that can only be used in the seven and the eye has no chshivas, but only from the point of view of the unusual use, as the seven and the eye, it has chshivas. So why do we say that it's chayv? So the Gemara says, "Elamai merdes yosei shriche refuasei loy shriche my time osel rabbonim b'sar refuasei lechumre," that it should be chayv on a relatively small quantity of water, even though it's much less than a revit. So we are dealing, the Mishneh has reference to Golil, and in Golil, so Rashi explains it. Shein anim umakpidim bidova muet v'chosin al yayin v'cholov loshuv kila v'yishofin elo b'may. So in order, according to Abaye, so to serve in his, to be used in a seven the eye, so anything can be used. I mean, yayin can be used, cholov can be used, any mashke can be used, water can also be used. So mimele in Golil, where they were very poor and they tried to save as much as they could in all other mashkim, so the only thing that was, the only mashke that was used for isev, for ifue, was water. So mimele, water, the use of water as isev and the eye was a use that was shriach. So that's the reason. But in any other place, so bilui leshon. So in other words, so only in Golil is chayev when he's made see less than a revis, as long as there is enough to be used as isev and the eye. But in any other place, so only b'chayev is made a revis, according to Abai. Rovo ma'arafim utein b'shom begins. So is chayev, if he's made see a small quantity of water that is sufficient to be used as a seven day. Ket Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, kol shakayne mase umtalele, libar mimaye di mase v'loy mitalele. In other words, a seven that is made with water, so heals the eye, and it doesn't conduce the development of a cataract. Mashinke, if other mashkin are used on the eye, so then they can also heal. But it's like many drugs. They are good for one thing, but they are detrimental for something else. They can conduce, when other mashkin are used, so they can conduce the development of a cataract. So mimele, that means that most people are determined to use water, not any other mashke. So what does it mean? That even in places other than Golil, it's also this use for as he said, and the eye is shriach. Oh, so the Miri has the kashe,
from this Gemara, we feel like Hameitzi Achmir. Bishiyomayim lila b'hem derech refue mipnei shemigoli lo yorigilim b'refue voiso refue lehem b'mayim mitzuyo v'chim b'veri kiro b'nyin shivri psei l'homo shemigoli shoy l'shem en harbe v'lo yuchoshu lehem in an yabosis l'shem en l'shira psilo v'inayim rim b'chlal eilu goli l'hu b'dalme. So Abaye says that in goli, now according to Abaye, so that was a frequent use. Mayim was used frequently only in Golil. And because of that, so in Golil, if somebody was made a few drops of water, enough to be used, Nisev and I, so he was higher in Golil. In Golil. And we do not say, Botlo Daiton Itlokolodo. We do not say. So why do we say here that Botlo Daiton of Anshi Hutzal Itlokolodo? That's his cash. So then, there is a shite. I think that the Chiddush Aran mentions it, that there is a difference between a big place and a small place. In other words, yesh mitarzim bo mipnei shehagolil michuz godol vehutzal kvar kotel. So some rishonim give it as a teretz and tesis kashi from Arabia. So there, so according to Rabbi Lezer, so the practice of Arabia. Of the people in Arabia constitute a criterion for the whole world, but according to Chachomim, so it constituted a criterion for the people of Arabia. And here, so the practice of Anshi Hutzal doesn't constitute a criterion even for the people of Hutzal. So some Rishonim, I think that the Chiddush Aran is among them, so they give this teretz, because Arabia is a Michuz Godel, Hutzal is a village. Not a village like Skokie, but a smaller village. So Mimele doesn't constitute a criterion even for Hutzal. So Veimirake, he doesn't like this teretz, Shari. So then he gives another teretz. So what does he say? So then he lays down the claw. He says that Hutzal, Anshe Hutzal is bottle daitan is kolodom. Even if the Hutzal would be a kvar godel, doesn't make any difference. Even if Hutzal would represent a kvar godel, the biggest krach in the world, so we still would say, Botlo Daiton is Lokolodom. Why? Because Shehem Neyagim Mitzat Pchisus Vireya Seder. In other words, the reason as to why the Anshi Hutzal were accustomed to carry things upon their heads is because they were simply undignified people. The residents of Hutzal had no dignity in themselves. So Memele, that practice prevailed because of an undignified approach that was typical of the Anshi Hutzal. So Memele, since this peculiar practice emanated from an undignified approach because of a prisus v'reya seder. In other words, the Anshi Hutzal were like hippies. So that's the reason as to why they were accustomed to carry on their heads. So Memele, their practice did not constitute a criterion even vis-a-vis themselves. Mashinke, the use of water in Goyal, they exclude the frequent use of water in Goyal as a servant the eye didn't emanate from any vice in their approach, but because of their poverty. So Mimele, it constituted a criterion vis-a-vis themselves. So he says, V'chein ha-mikayim keitzim mikayim. So far, he's mentioning two levels. One level is where there is a peculiar practice in a certain place, which emanates from a certain indignity in their approach.
So that doesn't constitute a criterion at all, even vis-a-vis themselves. And then there is another level where people in a certain town have a peculiar practice, but it's not reflective of any indignity in themselves. So then, according to Reb Lezer, it constitutes a criterion for the whole world, but we don't pass like Reb Lezer. And according to Chachomim, it constitutes a criterion for themselves. So in other words, so it is similar to Teisves, but different Hezber. According to Teisves, so the reason is why Hamikayim Keitzim Bikerem, so Keitzim Bikerem, even according to Chachomim, constitutes a criterion for themselves, is because any other people, if they had the same circumstances, they would adopt the same practice. But according to the Miri, even without that, as long as it doesn't reflect any prisus, any indignity, so as long as the practice is not an undignified practice, even if it doesn't emanate from the fact that there are certain peculiar circumstances that require that practice, so it still would constitute the criterion. So there is an afkemine, there is a machlokes between Teisves and the Meiri. According to Teisves, so when would the Chachomim of Reb Lezer say that it constitutes a criterion vis-a-vis themselves and Reb Lezer, it constitutes a criterion vis-a-vis the whole world only if the peculiar practice emanates from peculiar circumstances, and common sense dictates that any place, the people in any other place, if the same circumstances had attached to them, they would adopt the same practice. But suppose one place, one town would have a peculiar practice, and it's a dignified practice, but it doesn't emanate from the peculiar circumstances. So then, according to Teisves, it wouldn't constitute the criterion, according to Reb Lezer and according to Chachamim. Masha'inkin, according to the Miri, it would constitute the criterion, as long as it's not an undignified practice. So when do we say, even vis-a-vis the people who have the practice, only when the practice is undignified? Alright. המקיים קיצים בקרן, רב לזר עם הקידי שכין בערבי, איסי קינו את מלאים, ולשוע לו וכי ערבי, רובד ערבו, מפני שמינג ערבי, so, מינג רובו אליהם, מצד שהם צריך להם, ופרש הדובר הוא, שידוע שהורי בקרם איסף, שאין דרך ולא דום לזהירי, אף על פי שהורי צבדיום לנפאים או לרפוע לא יקידש, עד שיקיים דובר שקומיום מקיים ולנפאים ולנפאים סימוקי, ומיאתו המקיים קיצים בערבי, הרי זה קידש, שכל בני איסים יחוז רצה בקיום הקיצים לצירה גם להם. ומתך כך רואו לייסום רובי דעלמי אצל עצמום. Why does he say it's la'atzmon? Because we don't pass like Reb Lezer, we pass like Chachomim. From the Roshna Rambam in Hilchos Kvayim, Perkei Hilchos Kvayim, it's mashma like the Miri. Because if the Rambam had agreed with Shimsa Teisves, he should have mentioned that in that place, so it is Kiddush, because any other place it would be people would be mikayimet if they had so many gmalim. And the Rambam doesn't mention that. The Rambam only emphasizes the fact that in certain place people are mikayim, so you don't have to care whether what the reason is, whether it's because the special circumstances, or it's just such a practice. They just adopted such a practice. As long as it's not undignified. So maybe we do not say, but what I do is a kolodo, vis-a-vis themselves. All right. So then he says, oh, nimtzu kein shnei inyonim, shebeyachod mehem eimrim shein kiru bedalmi, eitzel atzma, viloi lilmeid lachir, uvisheini neimrim, lo dinacha minogo, mitam afilo eitzel atzma, והוא לדעתי מה שבו להם מצד פחיסוס
v'riya seida, v'yeish bohem katzlishis. And then there is a third category. Then there is a third category. So this is the second category. So it only constitutes a criterion vis-à-vis themselves, but not vis-à-vis the whole world. But there is a third category where the peculiar practice of certain people will constitute a criterion vis-à-vis the whole world, even now, Tesis doesn't mention a third category. So he says, V'yesh bo katzlishis, shedonin eisokeru bedalme, afvil medimenu l'achirim shebeisamim, v'yuhu shebefirik b'meyisho. Taf, samar veizo medalme, v'pirik b'meyisho yeitzo. So there, the Mishnah says that a woman is allowed to walk outside on Shabbos with a tabas chain of a chesed, a ring that has no signet, no seal, because that's a tachshit. But a tabas, a ring that has a signet, that has a signet, is only tachshit for men. I mean, that's the way it was bizman chazal. It doesn't mean that it has to be that way today. So itabash yesh lo chesem, so was only tachshit for men, but not for women. So not for women. And tabas shein lo chesem, so if a man walked out with, so if a woman walked out with tabash yesh lo chesem, she was chayav as a chatus. And a tabas sheinu lo chesem, so that was a tachshit for a woman. A man, just the other way, just the reverse. A man, so a tabas sheinu lo chesem, he was allowed to walk out, because it's a tachshit. A tabas sheinu lo chesem, the tabas sheinu lo chesem, it has no signet, no seal in it, so then, a man was chayav as a chatus. So the Gemara asks the kasha, daf samach veis amud alef, why do we say that a woman, if a woman, noshim chayoveis, the seventh big line in daf samach veis amud alef, noshim chayoveis, if a woman walks outside in the Rishus HaRab with the tabah sheyesh lo chesed, so she's chayav as a chatos, why should she be chayav as a chatos? True, she is not allowed because the tabah sheyesh lo chesed is not a tachshit for a woman, but it's not the derech to carry it out this way, a ring, because a woman never carries a ring on her finger, a ring that has a chesed. If it has no chesed, so that's a tachshit, but it has no chesed, it's not a tachshit, so she doesn't carry it that way. So maybe she should be osir, but she should be too overhead. Omar Vilmiye Biisho Gizboris Askino. In other words, because Bizman Chazal, so these rings with the signet, with the seal, were used to put the seal, to stamp something. So here we are dealing with a woman who is a broker. Gizboris means a broker. So Rashi says, Isho gizbori sheshilachas chesli stomi limunin tachtel leima tnu kach vikach moiz lipleini vare chesmo biyodo hil kach regilo hi leanicho beetbo umi u tachshit lehava lidido dein derech noshi mikach umi u derech yitziroso shel zu mikach. But since this woman is a broker, so mele she needs, you know, a seal. So maybe she uses it, and while she needs it, she carries it on her finger. From Rashi it's mashma, that only a woman who is actually a broker, so then she's chayav zechatos. But suppose a woman carried it out, and she's not a broker, then she's pure. That's how Rashi says, "Umiu derech itziosa shel zubikach." Rashi, so Rashi, it's mashma for Rashi's lotion that only if a woman is a pole. However, the Meiri says a bit chiddush. He says that in such a case, so even any other woman will be chayev zechatos. Since it is used, it is carried by women who are brokers, and many women are brokers, so even a woman who is not a broker, if she carried it out on her finger, is chayevus. That's the third category. So he says, V'yeish bo kat shlishis, shedoni no yisokeru b'dahom, afil midimeno achirim shebeis amin. והוא שבפרק במישו היקשו על חיוב אישו מתאבש אישו לחיסם והוא יצורק לך ידו והוא יוספו לו מטרית בישו גזבור את הסכינות עד שהיקשו תרצס אישו איש מהית למימה but Gemara refutes the Teretz because that can only explain why a woman is chayev zechatos when she goes out with a ring that has a chisem but why is a man when he goes out with a ring that has no chesed, so then the Gemara gives another teretz because many times the woman holds the ring of the husband and the man holds the ring of his wife. So Mele, when she leaves it with him, so he holds it. So how does he carry it? He carries it on his finger. So Mele is kidei chalitzi. So, עד שהיקשו תרצה שישמעי כאילו נאמר, עד שתרצו פה משהו נסים לאיש לטבעה שיש לו חיסם. לומד איתו מכל מוקים ממה שתרץ באישו גזבורס הסכינון, שדרכו לא צייס בטבעה שיש לו חיסם, שממנו לומדנו חיוב לכל אנושים. Why? Because כל אנושים מזרוי סליז גזבורס. After all, there is nobody stops any other woman from becoming a broker. And if any other woman, if she'll find it profitable to become a broker, she will become a broker. So Mimele, it constitutes a criterion for every other woman. But from Rashi, it doesn't seem that way. From Rashi, it seems that only if the woman is a gizboris, but if she's not a gizboris, so it's not considered kiderech hamitzi. As a matter of fact, you see, this third category is analogous to what Teisa says in connection with Mikayim Keitzin Ba'arvi. So what does Teisa say? That there it constitutes a criterion vis-a-vis the whole world according to Rabbi Zvi. And according to Chachomim, it constitutes a criterion.